get home. I miss you guys, family. This afternoon, you know, it's, like I said, it's so great to be home. You know, if you have your Bibles, if you can turn with me to John chapter 15, verse 1 and 2.
Es muy bien estar atrás en la casa. Los extraño y estoy alegroso estar aquí en casa atrás con ustedes.
So as we all turn there, you know, Pastor spoke on the year of the double-double.
Vamos a agarrar tu Biblia y vamos para ese capítulo. Pastor estaba diciendo del año de doble.
And I just want to say it's so good to see God moving here in the city of Grand Prairie.
Nomás quiero decir que estoy alegroso que Dios está moviendo aquí en la ciudad de Grand Prairie.
And I believe He has a timely word for each and every one of us.
Y yo creo que Dios trae un mensaje en el tiempo para todos nosotros.
And this morning I just want to thank Pastor Francisco and Sister Sylvia.
Este día quiero darle gracias a Pastor Francisco y hermana Silvia.
For always sticking by me. Por I was not the best to work with at times.
Por siempre estar ahí conmigo. A veces no era, yo era difícil para que ellos puedan trabajar conmigo, pero siempre estaban ahí conmigo.
And for answering the call to help reach treasures out of darkness.
Y por respondiendo al llamado de Dios.
And then above all else, I want to thank God for His saving and His saving power.
Y antes de todo, quiero darle gracias al Señor por salvándome y su poder para salvarme.
Because without Him, God only knows where I'd be at this time.
Porque sin Él, yo no sé dónde yo pudiera estar en este tiempo. Amen.
And if everybody's there, John chapter 15, verse 1 and 2.
San Juan capítulo 15, versículo 1 y 2, si están ahí.
We're going to go ahead and read the word.
Vamos a leer la palabra.
Scripture says,
la palabra dice,
I am the true vine.
Yo soy la vida, la vid verdadera.
And my Father is the gardener.
Y mi padre es el labrador.
He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit.
Todo pámpano que en mí no lleva fruto lo quitaría. Y todo aquel que lleva fruto lo limpiaría.
While every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful.
Y todo aquel que lleva fruto lo limpia para que lleva más fruto.
Let us pray.
Vamos a orar.
Father God, we just thank You for this time, Lord, to deliver Your word, God.
Padre, I pray, Lord, nuestro, damos gracias por este tiempo para estar en Tu palabra.
I pray, Father God, that we come open and receptive for what You have in store for us.
Yo pido que todos estemos abiertos para lo que tú tienes por nosotros.
Speak to your people this evening, in Jesus' name we pray.
Habla a tu gente en este día, en el nombre de Jesucristo oramos. Amén.
Amén. You all may be seated.
Pueden sentados.
And this evening I want to touch on this portion of scripture.
En esta noche quiero tocar estas escrituras que leemos.
As I mentioned, we're stepping into a season of double-double.
Como dije, estamos empezando en un tiempo de doble-doble.
We're stepping into a season of growth.
Vamos a comenzar un tiempo de crecimiento.
Do we have any gardeners in the house tonight?
Aquí tenemos unos jardineros en esta casa en esta noche.
Come on. See, I've been a gardener and a landscaper for roughly 3 to 4 years now.
Yo he hecho, soy un jardinero por unos 2 o 3, 4 años de este tiempo.
And in doing so, I've come across many plants that touch on resemblance to what the scripture speaks on.
En siendo un jardinero yo mismo, yo he trabajado con muchas plantas.
Different kinds like wisteria.
Diferentes plantas como glisnea.
Ivy.
Y hierba.
And different kinds of fruit trees.
Y árboles frutales.
See, California is known for its orchards. Yeah.
California está conocida por sus árboles frutales.
But to me, the scripture spoke and brought to mind a rose bush.
Pero para mí, esa escritura llamó de una rosal.
See, because you can find yourself having 2 different types of rose bushes based on the season you're in.
Hay dos diferentes rosales. Se supone en el tiempo que estás en el año.
The first kind is a rose bush that is just merely surviving.
La primera, el primero tipo es el rosal que sobrevive.
It's becoming withered, losing color, starting to just be lasting on its last leg.
Ese rosal comienza a perder su color y ya menos se está muriendo.
Or you can have the other kind, flourishing, thriving rosebush.
O puedes tener un rosal que está florecente y está prosperando.
See, and this rosebush represents our lives and what God wants to do in it.
Este rosal representa nuestra vida y lo que Dios quiere ser en nuestra vida.
Many times, rosebushes, as we know, have thorns that people don't like to mess with.
Muchos tiempos, esos rosales, unos rosales tienen espinas que mucha gente no quieren tocar.
Those thorns are our struggles and our battles.
Esas espinas son nuestras batallas.
Yeah.
See, and in order for things to work out, people don't want to get pricked or cut by those thorns.
La gente no se quiere dañar de esas espinas.
That's good. Come on now.
See, and what happens is, Scripture states that God is our gardener.
La palabra dice que Dios es nuestro jardinero.
See, as God is our gardener, He doesn't get hurt.
Como Dios es nuestro jardinero, él no se hace daño.
And so, today I want to touch on three things that God wants to prune out of our lives.
Ahora quiero tocar en tres cosas que Dios quiere podar en nuestras vidas.
See, the first thing I want to touch on is God wants to prune sin out of our lives.
La primera cosa que quiero hablar es que Dios quiere podar pecado en nuestras vidas.
See, because with sin in our lives, God cannot have His hand of favor upon it.
Porque con pecado en nuestras vidas, la mano de Dios no puede estar en nuestra vida.
Amen. See, first things before we gotta, the first thing we must do,
la primera cosa que tenemos que hacer,
is to let God lead us to repentance.
Es de dejar a Dios que nos lleva al arrepentimiento.
See, sin causes a wall between us and our Father.
Pecado causa una pared entre nosotros y nuestro Padre Celestial.
And then we first must remove that sin and ask God for forgiveness so His hand of favor can be upon us.
Primero tenemos que quitar ese pecado para que podamos tener el favor de Dios en nuestra vida.
Amen.
See, it's there that in Proverbs 3:33,
en Proverbios 3:33,
it states, "The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked."
Go ahead.
On the house of the wicked, but He blesses the home of the righteous.
Dice la palabra, la maldición de Jehová está en la casa del impío, pero bendicerá la morada de los justos.
See, God wants to honor His righteous with blessings.
Dios quiere honrar sus justos con bendiciones.
But first we must turn from the wickedness.
Pero primero tenemos que cambiarnos de eso, de la maldad.
And you may be finding yourself asking, how do you become righteous?
Almón dices, ¿cómo podemos ser justos?
Scripture reads in Romans 2:13.
En Romanos 2:13.
For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight.
Go ahead, read.
But it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous.
Dice la palabra en Romanos 2:13. Dice, porque no son los oidores de la ley los justos ante Dios, sino los hacedores de la ley serán justificados.
See, to be obedient to the law means to follow the law.
Hacer obediente a la ley es a seguir la ley.
Which also includes staying clear of that which is sin.
Que también es manteniendo claro lo que de las cosas que son el pecado.
See, just as a parent is with their children,
como un padre con sus hijos,
they don't honor them when they're disobedient.
No los honran cuando son desobedientes.
But honor them when they are obedient to what is asked of them.
Pero los honran cuando ellos son obedientes.
And I've come to ask you, Victory Outreach Grand Prairie.
Te vengo a preguntar, ¿alcanza Victoria Grand Prairie?
What sin is God trying to prune from our lives this evening?
¿Cuál pecado está Dios quiere pudar de nuestras vidas en esta noche?
Are we idolaters?
¿Somos adulteros?
Placing things above God?
¿Poniendo cosas antes de Dios?
Is it our job that we place before over God this evening?
¿Sería nuestro trabajo el que ponemos antes de Dios?
Is it that job that holds you back from attending the house of the Lord on Sunday?
¿Es el trabajo que no te deja venir a la iglesia el domingo?
Are you chasing the dollars instead of the Holy Spirit?
¿Andas por los dólares en vez del Espíritu Santo?
Maybe it's our children.
A lo mejor son nuestros hijos.
Do we place our children over the things of God?
¿Ponemos nuestros hijos arriba de las cosas de Dios?
Maybe it's sports on Sunday.
A lo mejor es el deporte en el domingo.
Oh, you guys aren't hearing me this afternoon.
Oh, no me oyen en esta noche.
Are we envious of our brothers and sisters?
Somos envidiosos de nuestros hermanos y hermanas.
Do we find ourselves being gluttons when we eat dinner?
Estamos comiendo de mucho, somos glotones.
Are we self-seeking after our own ambitions instead of the will of God?
Estamos auto-buscando para nuestras ambiciones por mismos.
Maybe it's that hidden sin.
A lo mejor es el pecado escondido.
That sin that only God and yourself know about.
El pecado que nomás Dios y tú sabes ese pecado.
See, for me, I was dead off in sin.
Para mí, yo estaba muerto en mi pecado.
When God found me, I was 6 inches from drowning in it.
Cuando Dios me buscó, yo daba 6 centímetros de ahogándome.
I was not only involved in drugs and partying.
No nomás estaba porreando y estaba en las drogas.
But I began to put that over God in my life.
Pero puse esas cosas antes de Dios en mi vida.
Working 7 days a week just to party at night.
Trabajando 7 días de la semana nomás para porrear en la noche.
But I came to tell you,
pero te vengo a decir,
when God put his hand upon my life,
cuando Dios puso mi mano sobre mi vida,
he wanted to prune away some things so the healthy growth could begin.
Él quería poder unas cosas para que el crecimiento que era saludable pudiera crecer.
See, the thing about a rose bush,
si la cosa de un rosal,
is when you prune it back,
cuando lo podas para atrás,
it creates a spot for fresh growth to take place.
Crea un lugar donde algo fresco puede crecer.
For those who know how to tend to a rose bush,
para los que saben cómo podar un rosal,
as you cut the dead roses off,
cuando tú podas las rosales que están muertas,
fresh ones begin to grow.
Unas frescas comienzan a crecer.
See, this evening, the second thing God wants to prune from our lives.
La segunda cosa en esta noche que Dios quiere podar en nuestras vidas.
God wants to prune toxic environments and people away from our lives.
Dios quiere podar tóxica medio ambiente, lugares tóxicas y gente tóxicas de nuestras vidas.
As God begins to prune the sin in our lives, people begin to fall off.
As Dios comienza a podar el pecado de nuestras vidas, también gente comienza a caerse también.
This is only natural because our interests no longer align with their interests.
Esto es natural porque lo que nos interesa a nosotros ya no nos interesa a ellos.
Anybody ever experienced this before?
¿Ustedes han experimentado esto antes?
See, for me, I found myself always at bars and always going to clubs.
Yo antes siempre estaba en las bars y los clubs.
But when God came and changed my life,
pero cuando Dios vino a cambiar mi vida,
I found myself no longer in those areas.
Yo me busqué en esas áreas, ya no.
And since I was no longer in that area,
so ya que no estaba ahí en esas cosas,
all those friends that I thought I had,
todos esos amigos que yo creía que yo tenía,
couldn't seem to remember who I was anymore.
Ya no se recordaron de mí.
See, for some of us,
sí, por nosotros, unos de nosotros,
it can be easy.
Puede ser fácil.
But for others,
pero por otros,
it's not that easy.
No es tan fácil.
We must cut people off completely.
Tenemos que cortar a una gente completamente.
Deleting phone numbers.
Quitar los números de teléfono de nuestro teléfono.
Creating a whole new Facebook.
Creando un Facebook nuevo.
See, for me, God provided this opportunity by leading me to the victory home.
Para mí, lo que Dios hizo es que Dios me trajo para la casa de rescate de hombres.
Because see, Dallas Fort Worth.
Porque aquí en Dallas Fort Worth,
all of it was my Egypt.
Todo este era mi Egipto.
There was nowhere I could go that would take me out of the environment in which I used to run.
No podía ir a un lugar donde podía sacarme del avivamiento donde yo estaba perdido.
See, it was here in the victory home.
Era aquí en la casa de rescate.
That God began to cut those people out that couldn't seem to disappear.
Que Dios comenzó a cortar esa gente que yo no podía cortarlos.
And I thank God I couldn't have my cell phone.
Y yo le doy gracias a Dios que me quitaron el teléfono.
Because those people thought I had died and gone away.
Porque esa gente creyeron que me morí y ya no estaba aquí.
Little did they know, I was dead and gone to them.
Pero lo que no sabían ellos, yo estaba muerto a ellos.
Everyone, anyone ever hear the saying, you become like those you're around?
¿Has oído el dicho, vas a ser la persona en que te juntas con?
That's exactly what was taking place within my life.
Es lo que estaba pasando en mi vida.
See, those negative Nancys.
Esos, las personas negativas.
Those temperamental Toms.
Los personas temperamentales.
Began to rub off on me.
Comenzaron a, yo estaba, comenzaron a hacerse en mí.
I could no longer see the joy in the world.
Nunca podía ver la alegría del mundo.
I wanted to fight everybody.
Quería pelearme con todos.
Fortunately for me,
pero gracias a Dios para mí,
as God removed the negative people,
as que Dios comenzó a quitar la gente negativa de mi vida,
He began to blossom up healthy relationships in place of those negative people.
Comenzó a darme relaciones positivas.
I thank God.
Yo le doy gracias
for Pastor Francisco and Pastor Josh.
Por Pastor Francisco, Pastor Josh.
And all the other leaders he put in place over my life.
Y todos los otros líderes que puso en mi vida.
For it was these people that helped hold me accountable for positive growth and encouragement.
Porque era esta gente que me ayudaron a crecer y me daron apoyo para crecer.
See, this leads me to my third point.
Esto me va a mi punto, me lleva a mi punto tercero.
God wants to prune us of our insecurities.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dios no quiere podar de nuestras inseguridades.
See, insecurities are nothing but false stigmas about who we are.
Inseguridades son falsas estigmas de quién somos nosotros mismos.
There is nothing the enemy wants to do more.
No hay nada más que el enemigo quiere ser.
Than from keeping us from understanding who we really are.
De no dejarnos que nosotros entendemos quién somos de verdaderamente.
Or fill us with doubt on what God has called us to do.
O llenarnos con duda que con lo que Dios quiere nosotros que quieran ser para Dios.
He will fill us with thoughts that will hold us back from our potential.
Él nos puede llenar con pensamientos que nos puede a detener de lo que Dios tiene para nosotros.
In a piece of literature called The Full Armor of God,
en una lectura que se llama La Armadura Completa de Dios,
by Larry Richards,
de Larry Richards,
it talks about the armor and the helmet of salvation.
Habla de al armadura, la casco de salvación.
It explains that the enemy will use others to degrade and tear us down.
Dice que el enemigo usa a otros para ponernos para abajo.
Statistics say that many people who suffer from depression,
dicen que la gente que sufre de depresión,
anxiety,
ansiedad,
and drug addiction,
y droga adicción,
stem back to childhood upbringings.
Viene de la educación y cuando que crecimos de niños.
The enemy will use the mouth of others.
El enemigo usa la boca de otros.
To break down someone's character.
Para ponerlos para abajo de nuestro carácter.
Got a question for us this afternoon.
Tengo una pregunta para nosotros esta noche.
Have we ever been asked that we are no good at anything?
Yeah. Nos han dicho que nosotros valemos para nada.
That we're never going to amount to anything.
Que no, nunca vamos a hacer nada.
Once a drug addict, always a drug addict.
Una vez un drogadicto, siempre un drogadicto.
Always live our life in the bottle.
Siempre viviendo la botella.
That no matter how hard we strive, we'll never be that parent we think we're going to be.
No le hace cuánto tratamos, no, nunca vamos a ser ese padre que podemos hacer, un buen padre.
See, all of these statements,
todos estos palabras,
after so many times,
cuando nos dicen otra vez y otra vez,
begins to create a complex within us.
Nos hace que somos complexo adentro de nosotros.
Proverbs 18:21 states,
Proverbios 18:21 dice,
the tongue has the power of life and death.
Que la lengua tiene el poder de vida y muerte.
See, our tongue has the power to speak life or death.
Nuestra lengua tiene el poder para hablar vida o muerte.
Has the power to encourage or discourage.
Tiene el poder para dar buen palabras o para matar.
To build up or break down.
Para destruir o para desechar.
This afternoon I come to declare.
Hoy esta noche vengo a declarar.
That the enemy's lies hold no place here.
Que las mentiras del enemigo no tienen poder aquí.
I stand here on the promises of God.
Aquí me paro en las promesas de Dios.
And to remind us.
Y para recordarnos.
That we are princes and princesses to the royal priesthood.
Que somos príncipes y príncipas. De real sacerdocio.
That we were called and marked by birth.
Que estamos llamados y marcados desde cuando nacimos.
We are the children of the Most High God.
Somos los hijos del Most High Dios.
See, this afternoon, church, what insecurities do you find yourself facing?
¿Cuáles estigmas complejas en esta noche tienes tú?
Growing up, I had the problem of believing what people said about my appearance.
Cuando yo crecí como un niño, tenía un problema yo cuando gente me decían cosas como yo me miraba.
You see, I'm not of that big stature.
Yo no soy grande, estatura.
I'm missing teeth.
No tengo unos dientes.
People used to call me Goof Troop.
Me llamaban nombres como nombres, eres goofy.
They used to tell me to open up my cans of soup with my front teeth.
Me decían que podía abrir la bote de sopa con mis dientes.
And it began to break me down.
Y me comencé a poner malo por eso.
But when God got a hold of my life,
cuando Dios agarró mi vida,
He began to reveal to me,
Él comenzó a enseñarme,
who He wonderfully made me to be.
Que Él me hizo hacer.
See, Psalms 139:14 states,
Salmo 139:14 dice,
that I praise you,
te alabaré,
because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Porque formados maravillosos son tus obras, estoy maravillado y mi alma lo sabe muy bien.
Your works are wonderful, I know that full well.
Amen.
Amen. See, I became comfortable with who God made me to be.
Ya comencé a conocer quién Dios me hizo hacer yo mismo. ¿Quién era yo en Dios?
As we begin to shed these insecurities off of us,
cuando nosotros comenzamos a quitarnos de estos complejos,
it begins to loosen the grips of the enemy.
Comienza el enemigo comienza a dejar de detenerlos.
You see, there is something about trying to maintain or conform to what society says we should be, or and it creates a pressure.
Es algo cuando nosotros los desechamos de las cosas que el mundo dice que nosotros debemos de ser.
For example,
en un ejemplo,
we have any gym rats in the building?
Tenemos unas ratas que van al gimnasio o aquí en este edificio.
Anybody who likes to lift weights in the house tonight?
Hay esos que les gusta levantar pesas.
Oh, come on now, I can't hear you, Victory Avenue Chair Party.
No los puedo oír. ¿A alguien le gusta hacer eso?
Sí. I like to talk about the squats rack specifically.
Me gusta hablar de las sentidades.
See, you end up putting weight upon the bar.
Pones el peso en la bala.
And you put weight, more weight.
Y pones más peso y más peso.
And as you go to lift that bar off the rack,
y cuando comienzas a levantar esa vara de la rack,
you begin to feel a pressure take hold of your body.
Sientas la presión que te sube en tu cuerpo.
You begin to feel the muscles in your body be pressed and pushed.
Comienzas a sentir tus músculos que se comienzan a presar.
And eventually, as you squat that bar,
y cuando haces esa sentadilla,
it takes more effort to keep going.
Se hace más esfuerzo para continuar hacerlos.
But then, as you put it on that rack once again when you're finished,
pero cuando lo pones para atrás, cuando ya acabes,
you begin to feel relieved.
Te sientes relajado.
You begin to feel like a spring was released inside your legs.
Sientes como puedes brincar en tus patas.
I want to tell you, that goes for the same when we relieve ourselves of the insecurities.
Es lo mismo cuando nosotros nos relajamos de las complexas.
We're able to move more freely.
Podemos movernos más adelante, más freely.
See, these are the things God wants to prune from our lives this afternoon.
Estas son las cosas que Dios quiere podar de nuestras vidas en esta noche.
Because as He prunes these things out of our life,
como Él poda estas cosas de nuestra vida,
it leads to fresh growth in the things of God.
Siga el crecimiento fresca en nuestras vidas.
See, as I let God begin to prune all these things out of my life,
cuando dejo Dios que puede podar de estas cosas en mi vida,
He began to grow me in areas I least expected.
Comenzó a crecerme en áreas de mi vida que yo no expectaba que podía crecer yo.
He grew me in faith.
Me creció en fe.
Because He began to restore my family relationships that was thought to be burned a long time ago.
Porque comenzó a crecer las relaciones de mi familia que yo quemé hace mucho tiempo.
As He continued to reveal to me promises in His Word,
Él continuó a revelar a mí promesas en su palabra,
and I began to witness them come to pass,
y comencé a mirar que comenzaron a venir a ser real en mi vida.
My faith began to grow more and more.
Mi fe comenzó a crecer más y más.
See, He began to grow me in the vision.
Comenzó a crecerme en la visión.
For we all know our promised scriptures, don't we?
Porque nosotros sabemos las escrituras promesas de nosotros, ¿verdad?
But for those who may find themselves with a lack of memory,
pero por eso es que por ustedes que amor no se recuerdan de ellos,
and for the newcomers,
y para los nuevos,
it says, I will go before you and will level the mountains.
Dice, yo iré delante de ti y enderecé los lugares torcidos.
I will break down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron.
Corraré puertas de bronce y cerrojos de hierro haré pedazos.
And I will give you hidden treasures.
Y te daré los tesoros escondidas.
Amen.
Riches stored in secret places, so that
y los secretos muy guardados,
so that you may know that I am the Lord,
para que sepas que yo soy Jehová,
the God of Israel who summons you by name,
el Dios de Israel que te pongo de nombre.
Amen.
When I came into the victory home,
cuando yo entré en la casa de rescate,
I thought this just meant releasing me from captivity of addiction.
Wow. Yo creía que Dios nomás me estaba liberando de la adicción.
But God began to grow me.
Pero Dios me comenzó a crecer.
Grow my perspective.
Yeah. Crecer mi perspectivo.
And my vision.
Y mi visión.
And told me there are other Alexes out there.
Y me dijo que hay otros Alexes allá afuera.
That are going through the same struggles I went through.
Que están yendo las mismas cosas que yo estaba haciendo.
So God gave me a corporate vision.
So Dios me dio una visión corporal.
But also gave me a personal calling.
Pero también me dio una llamada personal.
In coordination with promised scripture Isaiah 54:2-3.
Right. Y también con la escritura Isaías 54:2-3.
And it reads.
Y dice la palabra.
Enlarge the place of your tent.
Okay, keep on reading.
Stretch your tent curtains wide, and do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes.
Ensancha el sitio de tu tienda y las cortinas de tus habitaciones sean extendidas. No seas escasa al gurgar tus cuerdas y refuerza tus estacas.
For you will spread out to the right and to the left, and your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities.
Porque te extenderás a la mano derecha y la mano izquierda, y tus descendientes heredarán naciones y habitarán las ciudades asoladas.
I began to see this promise come to pass as God led me to the UTC.
Comencé a mirar esta escritura venir adelante de mí cuando fui al UTC.
See, God led me to the West Coast Urban Training Center.
Dios me llevó para el West Coast Urban Training Center.
And I began to realize that there are treasures and there are hurting people all over the world.
Y me fijé que hay gente que tesoros de la oscuridad en todas partes del mundo.
See, the motto for UTC is shaping leaders for the future.
Lo que decimos en el UTC es nosotros esforzamos líderes para el futuro.
See, but leadership isn't something that is sought out, but is given by God.
Liderazgo no es algo que tú lo ganas, pero es algo que Dios te da a ti.
As I was faithful in doing what He has asked of me,
cuando yo estaba fiel lo que Dios me hizo, que me dijo que así era yo,
and was a good steward of what He gave me,
y era y manejé lo que Dios me dio bien.
He gave me an increase in the responsibilities I was to have.
Me hizo mayordomo en otras cosas, en otras responsabilidades que me dio.
Luke chapter 16, verse 10.
San Lucas, capítulo 16, versículo 10.
Reads, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much.
En casa. Okay, sorry. Wrong scripture. Lucas. Go ahead, read.
Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much.
El que es fiel en lo muy poco también en lo más es fiel.
And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much.
Y el que en lo muy poco es injusto, también en lo más es injusto.
So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth,
pues si en las riquezas injustas no fuiste fiel,
who will trust you with true riches? Wow.
¿Quién os confiar lo verdadero contigo?
Everything the Lord has done for me is the same thing He has done for those before me and will continue to do after me.
Right.
Todo lo que Dios ha hecho para mí es la misma cosa que Dios ha hecho para los que vino antes de mí y lo va a continuar a hacer para los que vienen después de mí.
Amen.
Victory Outreach.
Alcanza victoria.
I believe there are people here.
Yo creo que nuestra gente aquí.
That God wants to grow from a surviving rosebush to the vibrant, flourishing rosebush.
Que Dios nos quiere crecer de un rosal sobreviviente de ser un rosal que está creciendo, un rosal que está viviente.
I believe there are business owners in this building this afternoon.
Yo creo que hay gente que van a tener su propio negocio aquí en esta iglesia en esta noche.
That God wants to bring the increase to.
Dios quiere traer el crecimiento.
I believe there are families.
Nuestras familias.
That God wants to restore and bring back to full health.
Ya Dios los quiere traer para atrás y restaurarlos y que estén sanos.
See. Are we going to let God be the gardener in our lives this afternoon?
¿Vamos a dejar a Dios ser el jardinero en esta noche?
Are we going to let God prune back those dead rose petals?
¿Vamos a dejar a Dios que poda estas rosales que están muertas?
Those things of insecurity.
Las cosas, las complejas.
Those things of sin.
Los pecados.
Those toxic people.
La gente tóxica en nuestras vidas.
Or are we just going to be those people?
O vamos a ser esa gente
who let ourselves wither away.
Que nos deja nomás que nos morimos.
This afternoon, Victory Outreach.
En esta noche, Alcance Victoria.
I challenge all of us, including myself.
Te doy un reto, y yo también.
To reflect on this season.
Que te recuerdes de este tiempo.
Reflect on the year 2019.
Recuérdate de este año 2019.
Do we have those people that need to be pruned out of our lives?
Tenemos esa gente, tenemos gente en nuestras vidas que Dios tiene que podar.
Only you and God may know.
Nomás tú y Dios saben.
But it's not going to be easy, I'll admit it.
Pero no va a ser fácil. Voy a ser honesto.
It wasn't easy for me.
No era fácil para mí.
But God wants to take us to new levels.
Pero Dios nos quiere llevar a un nuevo nivel.
God wants to grow us.
Dios quiere crecernos.
Beyond what we can even imagine.
Más que nosotros podemos pensar.
For 2020,
por el 2020
is the year of double-double.
Es el año de doble-doble.
Are you willing to cut back the dead?
¿Estás disponible para cortar la muerte?
To let God flourish you this coming year.
Para que dejes que Dios te crezca en este año.
I thank you for your time.
Te doy gracias por este tiempo. En el nombre de Jesús. As we all stand to our feet. Stay up here, Brother Alex. That was a powerful word. Esa era una palabra poderosa. And I don't know about you, but I believe God spoke to our lives. No sé de ti, pero yo creo que Dios llamó nuestras vidas. Nos habló en nuestros corazones. And tonight, as you close your eyes and lift your hands, I want to open up these altars. If God spoke to you tonight, I want you to come to these altars. Voy a abrir el altar. Y si Dios te llamó esta noche, quiero que vengas. You come. Spend some time with God. Venga, ten un tiempo con Dios. If you need God to prune some things in your life, you gotta come and God prune some things in your life. ¿Estamos listos que Dios pone unas cosas de tu vida? Let God do that pruning. Maybe some relationships, some environments, some sin, hidden sin, some pride. Let God have His way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, God wants to take us into the new year with a new mindset. The new mindset. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, ask God to begin to prune away. Ask Him to begin to prune away some of those attitudes, some of those mentalities. Let Him do that work in your life. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory. This altar call between you and God. Between you and God. Come on, you know where you're at with God. You know those areas that need pruning. Come on, be real with God. Let them prune away. Let them cut away. Because fresh growth is going to come. Fresh growth. Hallelujah. you, Jesus. Oh, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy.
Yeah.
Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, Jesus. We thank you for your presence, God. We thank you, God, that you're bringing fresh growth, God. You're bringing fresh growth, God. We thank you, God, because you are the gardener. You are the gardener of Victory Outreach, Grand Prairie. You cut away, God, so that fresh growth can take place. Lord, I pray that we will not get in the way of what you want to do. Help us to understand what you do, God. Help us to understand as a people that when you begin to cut away in our lives, it's just because you want to bring something new, God. You want to bring something fresh. So many times we don't understand. So many times we begin to trip. So many times we get mad. We get upset when you begin to cut away. We get mad because we don't understand, God. Sometimes we might lose a job, God, but God, it's just the cutting away, God. Sometimes we might lose people, but it's just the cutting away, God. Sometimes, God, we might suffer a loss, but it's just the cutting away. Because you're preparing us, God, for something new, Jesus. So I pray, Father, that we would allow you to be you. Allow you to be that master gardener that prunes away, that cuts away. So that more growth can take place in our lives. We want to be fruitful, God. So, Lord, just help us to understand, Lord, your pruning process. Lord, we thank you tonight, God, for that fresh word from heaven, that fresh manna from heaven. We thank you for Brother Alex, God, for bringing him back, God. Lord, we pray for him, God. I pray that he would continue to grow and flourish in your house, God. Take him from glory to glory. Pray for more students to go to the UTC. We pray for people to go to the MTC, God. For people to go to the mission field and get launched out to take cities, God. To be licensed to become ministers and evangelists and teachers. Father God, raise them up, God. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in our lives, Lord. Do this inside your people, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. And we praise you. We give you all the glory and honor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Come on, somebody give the Lord some praise with your hands. Hallelujah. Come on, how many were blessed this evening? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. How many love Jesus? Amen. Praise the Lord. Were you blessed tonight? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, we glad you came here tonight. Amen. And we pray that you were blessed. Amen. We know the kids, they had their Christmas party back there while we were in here. Amen. So we know they were blessed. Amen. Sunday morning. Amen. Come back out. Amen. I'll be preaching. Amen. So coming out this Sunday. Amen. For a powerful word. Amen. Praise the Lord. And, you know, we have drama practice right after. Amen. So stay for those in the drama. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, at this time, we're going to close in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you. We love you, God. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We dismiss this place, but never from your presence. In Jesus' name, everybody says, amen. Amen. For all the married couples, don't forget, tomorrow we have the Christmas party at 6 p.m. We hope to see you there. God bless you. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
We close with
Yeah. all you wrecked it today.
You!
Oh, the little baby's just like, no, let's go.
They think I'm playing. I told them I'm taking the baby.